This is Jerry Blumberg.
Battle armor. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Raytheon has been in the news this week since they are manufacturers of the Tomahawk cruise missile. One of their sites for production is in Tucson. I've had a few of my mop's moms whose husbands worked for Raytheon, but never really knew what they did. They couldn't call them at the office or stop by for lunch. Some of our nation's secrets are housed on those acres and in those buildings. The nature and capability of these latest missiles caught my attention. The Raytheon website describes them as, "Today's Tomahawk Block 4 cruise missile can circle for hours, shift course instantly on command, and beam a picture of its target to controllers halfway around the world before striking with pinpoint accuracy." Amazing! Technology has increased both safety and accuracy, which is so vital in today's war on terror. The enemy sneaks up on us in the homeland with lone wolf shooters and killing sprees in nightclubs and Christmas parties. He drives beer trucks into department stores and runs over pedestrians on bridges. He sprays sarin gas on children and adults, resulting in horrible and painful deaths. And that is just lately. Our military uses the most sophisticated weapons that can be produced to fight these atrocities. Did you know that we have specific armor to fight our enemy, the devil? He is just as cunning and ruthless as ISIS, and his goal is to take us out. He knows our weaknesses and vulnerabilities and designs entrapments just for us. However, we are not left helpless in our daily fight. The Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the church in Ephesus and gave them the battle plan. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. The daily uniform, belt, breastplate, shoes. Weapons of defense and offense, shield, helmet, sword. And to activate them all, prayer. The sailors that fired off those missiles had the best equipment and training and were ready for any complication or counterattack. They had been practicing for 2 days before the go signal was given. As warriors in God's army, we too need to be ready for the fiery darts used to distract and disarm. He's out to seek and destroy by any means necessary, but we can and we will overcome because God is right there with us. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Gear up.
This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.